Hello and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Ki Tisa. In this week's Parsha, we learn about a mitzvah that is an integral component of the Mishkan, of the Beit HaMikdash, and in the inauguration of the Mishkan itself. And I'm talking about the Ketoret. The mitzvah of the Ketoret was introduced in Parshat Truma, but it's used in this week's Parsha as part of the promotion process of Aharon and his children. The Psukim tell us, beginning in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Lamed Dalid, again, it's Lamed Lamed Dalid, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Kach lecha samim, nataf, ushchelet, vechelbana, samim, ulevonat zaka, bad bevad yihyeh. Hashem said to Moshe, take these sweet-smelling spices, such as nataf, shchelet, chelbana, pure lavona, and all of these have to be the same weight. And there's more. V'asita otak toret, rokach ma'asei rokeach memulach tahor kodesh. You have to make this mixture of the ktoret as a combination. It has to be made by a master incense person, blended and mixed very well. It has to be done in a tahor way and in a kodesh way. Then, v'shachakta mimena hadek. Venatata mimena lifnei ha'idut bi'ol moed asher yiva'ed lecha shama kodesh kodashim tiyeh lachem. You have to grind all these ingredients very, very finely and place it in front of the Ohel Moed, in the place where I, Hashem, says, where I am going to be speaking with you. It's going to be kodesh kodashim. The Ketoret is kodesh kodashim. And the Psukim finally end by saying, I'm sorry, one more, Lamed Lamed Zayin, V'yaktoret, Asher ta'aseh b'mat kunta, lo ta'asu lachem, kodesh tiyeh lecha, lashem, ish asher ya'asecha moa, lehariach ba, v'nichrat me'amav. You're not allowed to recreate the incense in the formula as I describe here. It has to remain kodesh to Hashem, and if a person does make a Ketoret in order to enjoy the smell, they karet. So it's clear that the Ketoret is very, very important. It is used every single day in the Mikdash. It was very special. It was so special that the Mishnah in Masechet Tamid Perek Gimel, Mishnah Chet, tells us that there are 10 things that took place in the Mikdash, and they were heard all the way in Yericho, or they were enjoyed, so to speak, all the way in Yericho. And one of them is, again, it's Masechet Tamid, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chet, Mi Yericho Hayu Mirichin Reach Pitumaktoret. All the way in Yericho, it was so powerfully smelling that in Yericho you could smell the Ketoret. And the Mishnah continues, Amar Belazar ben Dalgai, Izim hayu la'aba b'harei machvar. My father had goats in harei machvar, far away. V'hayu mitatshot me'reach pitum haktoret. They used to sneeze because they heard they smelled the ktoret. Obviously, there's something miraculous here. Happens to be that the Gemara in Masechet Shkalim and the Midrash in Shir Hashirim Rabba Perek Gimel Parsha Yud tells us that not a single person in Yerushalayim, women didn't need to put on perfume because they were able to smell it in Yerushalayim. It was very, very powerful. In fact, as long as we're quoting the Gemara and Shkalim, and we're quoting the Mishnah, I'm sorry, and the Medrash, Shir Hashirim Rabba, Gimel Yud, the Gemara there and the Medrash tell us that in the second Beit HaMikdash, there was only one family that knew the recipe for the Ketoret. And their name was Beit Avtinas. Beit Avtinas was their name. They were experts in the Masa Ketoret. And the way they did it, no one else was able to recreate. And finally, the Chazal said, we want to buy it from you. We want to give us the recipe. And they said, no. And in the beginning, it was viewed very, very negatively. So much so that Chazal went to Alexandria and they brought back experts to try to recreate the Ketoret, and they failed. And so they went back to Beit Avtinas and they said, okay, we'll let you keep it and don't give it to anybody else. According to the Gemara, they asked for a huge sum of money. According to the Medrash, they just said we're never going to give it away. But anyway, the Medrash continues, and so does the Gemara, asking, why didn't you share it with us? Beit Avtinas, what's going on here? You're so selfish. Why wouldn't you share it? And what Beit Avtinas said was so powerful that Chazal switched their view on Beit Avtinas, and instead of saying that we look at them negatively, it really, we look at them positively. What does that mean? What did they say? They said, Masoret biyadenu. I'm quoting from the Medrash. Masoret biyadenu meavotenu. She'atid hamikdash lehecharev. We've got a Masoret that the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Velo ratzinu lelamed. Shelo yehiyu nohagin v'osin lifnei avorat kochavim shalahen kederech sha'anu osin lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, we know the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and we just simply do not want the Torah to be shared with the Avodah Zarah, with the Akum. Now, what's fascinating is that didn't happen with the menorah. It didn't happen with the Shulchan. It didn't happen with the menorah. It didn't happen with the Korbanot. It didn't happen with the Shira. But the Torah, we don't want it to be passed along. And the Gemara continues, and the Medrash continues. Ubedavar hazeh hayu mazkir etan lishvach. They ended up praising Beit Avtinas for not sharing with it, because kachaya, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, and nobody was ever able to recreate it. The Medrash actually says that not only was that viewed positively, but there wasn't a single woman from Beit Avtinas that ever walked around anywhere in the world with perfume. She never wore perfume. She never wore a perfume, and the reason for that, and not only that, children also. Children sometimes, you know, nowadays we put baby powder on, such a cute smell with babies. They used to do that with children in those days too, but not Beit Avtinas. Their children smelled natural, and their women smelled naturally. They didn't smell natural. They didn't have any perfume. Why? Says the Medrash. I'm reading from the Medrash here, but the Gemara says the same thing. Shelo titbasem leolam. Why? Shelo yihiyu Yisrael omrim. They never wanted anybody ever to say, oh, you smell so nicely, so nice. Why? Because you stole the recipe from the Ketoret. No, the Ketoret was Kodesh Kadashim, only used in the Beit HaMikdash. It's very, 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 very beautiful. As a matter of fact, the Medrash says that anybody, any woman who married into the family, into Beit Avtinas, had to promise that she, starting now, would never put on perfume. Amazing thing. So what is it? What is it about the Ketoret that's so important? It's so important that that is what's going to enable Moshe to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what's going to allow a Kohen Gadol to walk in the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur. That is what's brought every single day. That's what the Beit Avtinas didn't want to share. What is it? So perhaps one can suggest an idea that Rav Kook mentions in another context. He mentions it on his siddur. His siddur is called Olat Reaya, and there's two volumes. This is in the second volume, Amud Mem Vav. So it's Rav Kook in his siddur Olat Reaya, Chelek Bet, Amud Mem Vav. He says the following, Af al pi shemitzad ha-hargasha ha-chitzona, even though from the perspective of an initial response, initial reaction, nirah, it seems, shehachol hu meod megushamu pachut. At first glance, it does seem that secular things, that the modern world is very physical and very low. Mikol makom, says Rav Kook, yesh bo koach pnimi. There is an inner power to the physical world. Shirak biskira shel hargasha pnimit chada. The only way you can really get to it is by a piercing a perspective, looking closely at it. Hadomeh, says Rav Kook, lachush hareach. That is similar to the chush hareach. And he quotes the Gemara, which says, Shehu davar shanashama nehenet mimenu, ve'ein haguf nehenet mimenu. That Reach, smell, the power of smell, is something that the neshama benefits from, and the goof does not. I don't gain weight when I smell. Nothing happens to me. It's only the neshama feels it. Kol ha-neshama tahal elka. So says Rav Kook, only in that kind of piercing look, yukar, will it become recognizable, iluyav ukdushato, that you're able to see the loftiness and the sanctity of the world, of the physical world. Perhaps one can suggest that that is what the Ketoret is. The Ketoret was the nicest smelling thing in the world. And so the Ketoret, the sweet-smelling spices, represent the Chol being elevated to Kodesh. It's me taking all the Torah knowledge that I have, all the Kedusha that I've worked on, the Ruchaniyut that I've worked on, and I bring it to this world and I elevate the world. Perhaps the Ketoret recognizes that that represents that. Excuse me. And so that important component of my life as a human being, I'm not a malach, I'm a human. I live in this world. And I need to elevate it, and the Ketoret reminds me of that. Perhaps that's one of the possibilities, perhaps, of why we smell the besamim when Shabbat is over. I'm going back into the physical world now. I have to remember my neshama is still there. Look at the world. I'm not sad, I'm happy to go back into the world and use the world to elevate it up to the Kedusha. It's possible that one can suggest that that's also the explanation as to why the Ketoret could only be brought once in a Kohen's life. If you are a male Kohen and you woke up, it was your time to work in the Beit HaMikdash, and you woke up and there was a lottery for the Ketoret, if you won, and it was you were Zochet to bring the Ketoret that day as part of the Korban Tamid, that was the first and last time in your life you'd ever bring the Ketoret. The Mishnah says the words that they would yell out, Chadashim liKtoret. Any new people, come and do the Ketoret. And the Bartanura and others explain why. Why only new? Because there was a Segula. A Segula that whoever does the Ketoret, that they get the Segula of wealth. It's Me'asheret. From a pasuk in Vezot HaBracha, Yasimu Ketoret Be'apecha, therefore, we didn't want one person literally to get rich off the Ketoret. Everybody, we wanted to share the wealth. But that's perhaps that's similar to our idea of the Ketoret in general. Wealth is a very good thing or a bad thing. It depends on how you use it, but it's certainly very physical. And only someone who has been through the Ketoret gets the zechut of wealth. I understand now, yes, you want wealth, sure, but you got to go through the Ketoret. This also explains another idea that Rashi says quoted in our parsha. So when it came to chelbana, one of the ingredients in the Ketoret is chelbana. There were 11 ingredients, and one of them was chelbana. I think Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan translates chelbana as galbanum. I don't know what that is, but it's apparently a very foul smelling spice. Very foul-smelling spice. And Rashi, on our parsha, and it's also in Kritut Daf Vav, Rashi says, why v'chelbana? It's a bosem sharecho ra, says Rashi. It's a terrible-smelling perfume. And why does the Torah tell us? Because, says Rashi, based on the Gemara, because it reminds us, I'm reading the words inside of Rashi, shelo yakel be'einenu litzareif imanu ba'agudat ta'aniyotenu utfilatenu. At Poshe Yisrael Sheyihiyu Nimimanu. Whenever you have a congregation to daven, or a congregation fasting over rain, Bizman Hazeh today, we have terrible problems with rain in Israel. Mitzvah Hashem, rain will come, but if we ever, Chas V'Shalom, have to go to Ta'aniyot, you can't just have the tzaddikim davening. You have to include the Rishayim. What does that mean, include the Rishayim? So Rav Shlomo Volbi, posthumously, they published so far a two-volume work on the Chumash, and on this pasuk, Rav Volbi says the following. On the one hand, I have to include the Rishayim in my tefillot. On the other hand, I have a chiyuv to hate them. How can that be? How can I hate them and include them? So says Rav Volbi that only an Adam Gadol Yachol Lisno Rishayim. Only a great person can hate Rishayim. A great person is able to mavdil between someone he loves and someone he hates. But a regular person mixes them up. They end up combining the action with the person. That's a terrible thing. But it's a very normal thing. It's very hard to separate them. So you only have a heter, says Rav Volbi, to hate another Jew who's a Rasha if you're an Adam Gadol. And perhaps that again, that goes back to the same very idea of what the Ketoret is. It's recognizing Gashmiut, it's recognizing people who are normal, people who are great, people who are Rishayim, and bringing it together. But you need the Gdula and the Kedusha and the Ruchaniyut of the Ketoret to keep that in mind. And perhaps we can conclude with one last idea. It's Bederech Drash. I don't think it's Pshat, but it's Bederech Drash. The Mishnah in Masechet Tamid Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel tells us that right before a Kohen went in to burn the Ketoret inside the Kodesh, they had to be trained. Because they never had experience. It's the first and last time they're doing the Ketoret, and they've never seen it happen. So other Kohanim had to teach them, and says the Mishnah, Umelamdin Oto, they used to teach this person walking into the Ketoret, Hizaher, be careful. Shelo Tatchil Milfanecha, the way you spread the Ketoret, be careful how you do it. Shelo Tichaveh, don't get burned. Don't get burned. Be careful how you spread the Ketoret on the coals. Make sure you don't get burned. And perhaps one can suggest, Baderech Drush, why here? What about a Kohen being worried about being burned on the Mizbeach? Why don't we worry about a Kohen being cut by the Shochet's knife? No, perhaps Bederech Drash we can say that when you are dealing with Gashmiut, you got to be very careful. Is there beauty there? There's beauty there. You got to look deeply and use the Koach HaReach, so to speak, to smell. In English, we say the smell test, the difference between the two. But don't get burned. Be careful not to get burned. May we all be zochet to rise unto the level of an Adam Gadol, to recognize great people and not great people, recognize that every person is a Tzelem Elohim, to recognize that everything in this world has Kedusha if we find it and bring it out and rise it to the level, the lofty levels that we all hope to be. Have a Shabbat Shalom.